Welcome to Health and Hormones. I am your host, Rita Johnson. Here we talk about all things related to health, hormones, natural living, and those amazing bodies that God has given you and how to take care of them better. I'm so glad you're here. Are you struggling to lose weight? Do you feel like you used to have more energy throughout the day and you just feel so bottomed out? In the afternoon, if you don't get that cup of coffee, you're really struggling to be able to function throughout your entire afternoon to the point where you're worried that if you cut back on coffee, you might actually lose your job. If these are some things that you're struggling with, then I want to talk to you all about why it's so important for you to focus on balancing your blood sugar and some things never to do if your blood sugar is imbalanced. For those of you that are new here, I'm Rita Johnson. I'm the owner of Divine Mercy Nutritional Care, and I help women to take their health back into their own hands through dietary changes, mindset work, at-home lab testing, and a whole lot of looking at charting and what's going on with the cycles and hormones, even if that means historically for those of you that are postmenopausal. So today I want to talk to you about balancing blood sugar. We know when we hear words like diabetes or high A1Cs, we're automatically thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to need some diabetic medication, or I need to make some lifestyle changes to really get this back on track. However, what I see a lot is that we have symptoms of dysregulated blood sugar levels long before we have those lab results telling us that this is a problem. And there's lots of things we can do in our day-to-day life to really balance the blood sugar. But what I want to talk to you about today is some of those signs and symptoms that you may need to take these steps to really balance your blood sugar, and some things never to do if your blood sugar is already imbalanced. So some of those signs I've already mentioned, but it's really that if you have fatigue that's relieved by eating, if you're experiencing afternoon exhaustion or fatigue that just really feels like you're dragging throughout the afternoon, those are definitely signs that your blood sugar is dysregulated. Also, if you're waking up in the middle of the night, a lot of times we wake up kind of wired and ready to go, and it's hard to go back to sleep for a long time. These are all signs that our blood sugar is dysregulated. And the reason you want to listen to it is not just because of the terrifying effects of things like type 2 diabetes, but also because on a day-to-day level, it's contributing to an inflamed state in your body. And anytime we're under a constant state of inflammation, then we're going to notice other things that oftentimes women will describe as my body just feels off, or something isn't right, whether that's weight gain that they can't lose, or whether that's energy that they used to have and now they just feel like they need naps morning, afternoon, and to go to bed early at night. Whatever that is for you, I really encourage you to spend some time thinking about how can you balance your blood sugar. Balancing blood sugar is also going to be really important when we're looking at things like thyroid dysfunction. If you've had some labs done and your thyroid is off, if you are really struggling through perimenopause, that's a really big time that we need to focus on supporting our blood sugar balance, because if we don't, then our adrenals are taking a really big hit. And if you know much about perimenopause, it's that as we adjust from this high state of hormones to functioning off a lower state of hormones, our adrenals are taking over, essentially, with estrogen production. Before, that had been totally from the ovaries. The ovaries were producing progesterone and estrogen. Now, as we shift into this perimenopause time, the adrenals take over and are producing the estrogen. And so if we get to perimenopause with our adrenals already shot, if they've already been overproducing the hormones that they're responsible for because our blood sugar is dysregulated, then we're going to have a much harder time navigating through perimenopause. So this is so important to balance blood sugar. And a lot of times it's just raising that awareness that this is something that needs to be done. Some things you should never do if your blood sugar is dysregulated. So if you have some of these signs and symptoms I'm mentioning, one thing I tell women never to do at this stage is to do any kind of fasting. Fasting is really beneficial. However, if our blood sugar is already imbalanced, if we're not essentially burning the stored fuel we have on our body, then we're going to have more cortisol that's being produced, again, from the adrenals. And it eventually leads to this high cortisol state where instead of burning that fuel that you have stacked on, it's actually retaining and telling the body that it's not a safe environment. And oftentimes we can see issues with cycles and hormonal imbalances as well. So that's one of the big things. Another thing is to really focus on not having desserts isolated away from different meals. Desserts and things high in sugar are really going to spike your blood sugars. In our day and age, when soda pop and juices and desserts are free-flowing and we tend to be eating them all day long, if you eat those on an empty stomach or drink them on an empty stomach, it's going to spike your blood sugars even more, which contributes to that more highly inflamed state. I hope you enjoyed this video all about blood sugar imbalances and some things to pay attention to and why you should care. I will be diving into ways that you can really support your blood sugar balance in future videos, so stay tuned for those. In the meantime, if you'd like to get your hands on my Cycle Syncing workshop, I'd love to get it to you. It's all about how to support your body in terms of nutritionally balancing the way that you eat throughout the month, as well as your workouts and so much more. So grab that free Cycle Syncing workshop. The link is in the description. Hey friend, are you struggling with trying to figure out how to support your hormones naturally? You're sick of all these other solutions that you're hearing about that are artificial or outside of your control? Then grab my free ebook. It's all about how to balance your hormones naturally. The link is in the description to this podcast episode. There's so much we can do to take our health back into our own hands and feel better. So let's get started today.